Yes, your information are correct. The president and the prime minister met with two of the major opponents, that is former President Ali Konabedie, PDCI, and Alassane Draman Ouattara at the air. So they met last Monday, which was a holiday here. They did meet, and then they discussed the last steps towards the election. So the first thing that they discussed was, and then other personalities also joined the meeting. That is a representative of the mediator, President Blaise Compaoré. His Excellency Baldini was at the meeting. And the president of the Independent Electoral Commission also attended the meeting. So the meeting was on, like I said, the agenda was first to discuss the voters' list. As you know, everybody wants a free and fair election, and that depends on the quality of the electoral list that you have. So they discussed that, and they've reached agreement, and they pressed the president of the Independent Electoral Commission to continue his work in providing the nation with a very clean and solid, undisputable voters list that would be used for the coming up elections.
What was the resolution? What was the agreement that they had or came up? Right.
They have agreed on to have the list, the voters' list, to be published this week by the Independent Electoral Commission. Because what your listeners need to know is that it's not the president who organized the election. It is the Independent Electoral Commission, which is in charge of the organization of the election. So the meeting has agreed and instructed the chair of that of the Independent Electoral Commission to release the final list of the voters this week. Are you there?
I'm right here.
Okay. The second point on the agenda was to confirm the date of October 31st as the date for the first round of the presidential election. And the third point was that they agreed on was to have a meeting in Burkina Faso towards around the 17th of September to discuss with the mediator about some details regarding the peace process and the organization of the elections.
Well,
the meeting was held,
as part of the former agreement, there has to be a reunification of the country before the election can take place. Did they discuss this?
Yes, but they didn't discuss it formally because the reunification of the country is already ongoing. There's no problem. They've started regrouping the military of the Force Nouvelle into the different sites that have been proposed to for their regrouping and disarmament. And then some of the administrative bodies are being redeployed in this zone. So the process on this on that side is moving smoothly. Even though we can still have some pressure here and there or some little tension, but globally the situation is quite satisfactory. And we all hope that by the end of this month, this tax will be completed fully.
Were they pleased with the outcome of the discussion and did they pledge to work together ahead of...
Yes, because like I said, all of them agreed that we must go to free and fair and very at peace and peaceful elections. They all pleaded for that. They all supported the idea that this coming up election should be peaceful, that there should not be any social unrest or any kind of problem that might jeopardize the fragile unity of the country. So it's all, they all agreed on that, and it's a good sign.
What should be the expectations of Ivorians ahead of the expected or scheduled election?
The Ivorian thinks that these coming elections are very important. They are very important for the nation, which has gone through a lot since 2002. So the Ivorians know that the crisis has lasted too long, and it's affecting the nation's economy, all the sectors of our social and economic life are being tormented by this situation. So therefore, the Ivorian hope that with these elections we'll have a president who is going to work peacefully, who is going to implement a program that is going to take into account their preoccupations. So the Ivorians are looking forward to these elections, and they are very enthusiastic about it, because they know that these elections will be the end of the crisis and the return of our country to normalcy.
What has been the input so far of President Blaise Compaoré in moving the process forward in Côte d'Ivoire?
I think that President Blaise Compaoré, right from the time when the Ouagadougou peace agreement was signed, has been involved. As I told you, he has a representative here, His Excellency Baldini, who is here, and he has received the signatories of the agreement, plus the opposition, many times in the framework of the committee that was set up in the implementation of the Ouagadougou peace agreement. So I think President Compaoré's input is very strong and very important. But at the same time, we have also realized that he has a country to run. He's also president of Burkina Faso, and he has to do things for his own country. He has his own agenda in Burkina Faso. So therefore, if we can reduce some of the load regarding the peace process by having our own local internal meetings and discussions among ourselves, this is an added value that he supports and that he even encouraged. So we are very grateful to what President Compaoré has been doing in order to help us handle this crisis, which, of course, as you know, with the position of Côte d'Ivoire, is also affecting all the countries of the sub-region. So it's of paramount importance that we all pull our efforts together in order to handle this crisis. And this is what I think President Blaise Compaoré has understood, and he has been very useful and he has impacted tremendously and positively the ongoing process in the country.
There are people who are skeptical about whether the voter register could be released. Do you foresee anything hampering or delaying the release of the voter register?
Listen, sir, you may remember the same people were skeptical about the fact that we would not even be talking about voters' list some years ago. They were skeptical about our capacity to even sit down and discuss and come up with an agreement. And that's why they were giving us UN resolutions and other programs and other ceasefire programs that didn't work. So we are organizing these elections for ourselves first. So we know what's best for us. Those people who are skeptical about our peace process have their right. Maybe they have their, because they look at the situation with their own eyes. But as far as we are concerned, we are committed to end this crisis for ourselves first, so that we can have a country that can be run by a president that is legitimate, that has all the power of the state, and that can implement the program on which the country has elected him. So we are not doing these elections to please people outside. We're doing it for ourselves. And we understand that they may be skeptical, but that's not going to stop us from continuing, from keeping and keeping on and making sure that we reach our goal so that at the end of the day, we can sit down and say, it's all finished. Let us get together and continue the progress and development of our country. So they may say that it will not come out this week, but what difference does it make if it doesn't come out this week and it comes out next week? What's the difference? The most important thing is that at least we are talking about the voters' list coming out. There was some time ago we were not even thinking of that. Now we are talking about this. So what's wrong with this? So I think that their skepticism is only justified in the fact that they since the beginning of this thing, they have no confidence in the leadership that we have here. But we are confident in our leadership. We are confident in the fact that the leaders want the election on October 31st and that everybody will do whatever possible on their side to make sure we reach. So that's what is the most important.